dictation for Danny, Danny Blizzard, Blizzard, September 13, 1954. Address as a letter to Dr. Kabir, KHABIR 9535339. Dear Dr. Kabir, consultation for Mr. Blizzard with hypertension and documented renal artery stenosis, left-sided 100% occlusion. He is a smoker, comes accompanied with wife. Dr. Safadi, S-A-F-A-D-I, performed an arteriogram, given that the kidney is 100% black without any evidence of perfusion, no procedures were done. Blood pressure on medications, fair control to poor. He does not do salt restriction. He smokes, presently one pack per day. Used to do three packs per day, beginning at age 17, complaining of feeling tired, some dyspnea on activity, some cough from smoking, no purulent material hemoptysis, no oxygen inhaler, CPAP machine. Does have enlargement of the prostate with nocturia 2-3 times, PSA not elevated. Has seen urology through physician assistant, have seen physician assistant for neurology, but not the doctor. No procedures are indicated. Denies infection in the urine, cloudiness, or blood. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, stable weight. There is evidence for peripheral vascular disease, but not causing claudication, no discolor of the toes. Has been taking Advil at least 2 every night, daily for many years, and just discontinued because of the renal failure a few months ago. Extensive review system, otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history for a smoker, chronic bronchitis, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, which is long-standing, hypogonadism on replacement, denies diabetes, denies coronary artery disease with prior stress testing being negative, does have documented atherosclerosis based on the 100% occlusion left renal artery, as well as femoral artery compromise, denies TIS stroke seizures, denies chronic liver disease, no kidney stones, no pneumonia, no gastrointestinal bleeding or blood transfusion. Next paragraph, procedures for left carpal tunnel, otherwise the angiogram, no procedure for renal artery. He does have ectasia of the abdominal aorta, does not require any specific treatment. Next paragraph, no reported allergy. Next paragraph, present medication, Norvasc, metoprolol, valsartan, V-A-L-S-A-R-T-A-N, on testosterone replacement intramuscular every 2 weeks, cholesterol Zocor, otherwise Ativan for anxiety, a number of vitamins, presently off the Advil. Next paragraph, no family history, mother with diabetes, heart problems, but no kidney disease. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 183, 71 inches tall, blood pressure 152, 88 on the right, 140 over 90 on the left, standing on the right, 140 over 90, normal pupils, no facial asymmetry, normal speech, no palpable fibro lymph nodes, no gross JVD, no gross carotid bruise, lungs are distant clear, no consolidation pleural effusion, no arrhythmia, no pericardial wrap, overweight of the abdomen but no tenderness, there are femoral bruises left more than right, no gross edema, no gross gangrene, no focal deficit. There is an acrocyanosis of the hand, but pulse is acceptable, capillary refill acceptable. There is also some flushing of the face. Next paragraph, reviewing records. There was a prior high calcium. He was taking Tums, discontinued, resolved. Prior colonoscopy is negative. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. This is from May. Creatinine 1.4 for a GFR of 54 with a normal sodium potassium acid base, normal calcium, glucose. Back in March, creatinine 1.7, GFR 43, cholesterol 204, HDL 48, triglyceride less than 150, non-HDL 156. Normal albumin, liver function test not elevated, hemoglobin high from smoking 16 with a normal white blood cell platelet, ferritin in the 300s, normal B12, normal vitamin D, 1 plus of protein in the urine, no blood, protein or cells. February 2022, creatinine 1.31, 2021, 1.23. The report of interventional radiology, right side the renal artery is widely patent. Evidence of right-sided superficial femoral artery occlusion as well as the left renal artery occlusion. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD is stage 3. Next number, renal artery stenosis, left-sided 100% occlusion. Next number, peripheral vascular disease, right femoral artery occlusion. Next number, a smoker. Next number, hypertension, in the office, fair control, no postural blood pressure drops. He already is on ARB valsartan, as well as calcium channel blocker Norvasc. Potentially, we will add a diuretic, which should be our top three choices. He's going to check machine and blood pressure at home. Before we adjust that, alternative, we can also add spironolactone, monitoring potassium carefully, as that will also control the renin angiotensin aldosterone that could be active from the renal artery stenosis. He has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. He will stay off anti-inflammatory agents. There is low level of protein in the urine, but no activity for blood cells or inflammatory condition. Does have symptoms of enlargement of the prostate, but no urinary retention or hydronephrosis. He will call me in the next couple of weeks with blood pressure for adjustment. I will follow him over time. End of dictation.